Good day. My name is Victor Mpapuri, Head of Fixed Income at Stanlib, and welcome to the podcast covering our view of the main budget speech delivered by the Minister of Finance earlier today. Today, the Minister of Finance delivered what can be considered a very difficult budget speech in the context of the challenges the economy is facing. He was expected to walk a tightrope given deteriorating fiscal space, challenged by volatile revenue sources and a spending framework playing out in an election year. Budget deficits were expected to rise above the one announced during the medium-term budget statement as revenue undershoots and spending increased. In a surprisingly positive announcement, the government has left the 2023-2024 main budget deficit unchanged at 4.7% compared to the medium-term budget policy statement against expectations of an increase of above 5%, and also leaving the outer years relatively unchanged. Based on the actual numbers released to the end of December, the budget deficit was tracking higher than the MTBPS for the 2023-2024 financial year. The basis for the wider expectations were on revenue undershooting and some slippage on spending. The better number meant supply can be contained in the short to medium term. This, in our view, presents forecasting risks and will need to be watched closely. Revenue was expected to undershoot, whilst spending increased. The budget, however, turned out to be positive and well-liked by the markets, as the minister announced that National Treasury will use 150 billion rand of unrealized gold and foreign exchange contingency reserve account, otherwise known as GFECRA, to help reduce the debt burden, with 100 billion rands of that earmarked for 2024 to 2025, and then 25 billion rand each for the following 2 years. The use of GFECRA has led to a reduction of borrowing requirements by circa 196 billion rands when compared to the medium-term budget statement, and this is big. This has helped the government to lower the peak of the debt to GDP, which was expected to be at 77.7% in 2025-2026 year, to now only peak at 75.3%. This has led to the government not increasing the weekly auctions higher. The other positive that the market liked about the statement is the commitment to introduce legislated and binding fiscal anchors, which, if adhered to, will lead to debt sustainability and increase the chance for fiscal consolidation. This will also be positive for monetary policy management by the South African Reserve Bank if carried through. The bond market was happy with the speech, as it had more detail on GFECRA and expectations of bond supply contained as promised from the medium-term budget policy statement. Yields in the long end of the yield curve moved lower by circa 20 basis points, with the yield curve assuming a flattening bias. The market is also encouraged by the introduction of fiscal anchors. The matrices that the market was looking for came out better than expected, although there are downside risks to some of the numbers presented. As expected, weekly bond auctions have been lowered as more alternative sources of funding were considered. For example, the ramping up of treasury bill issuances. So, in a nutshell, this budget statement turned out to be much more positive than what the market was expecting.